Welcome to the Human and Technology Podcast. This podcast is for anyone who develops, distributes, or uses technology. For all those who always have the feeling that technology overwhelms or dominates them. For everyone who wants to know how to deal with technology in everyday life. For anyone who wants to understand what technology does to us and how we can get our lives back. This podcast is for those who want to make technology sexy. All the product developers, designers, UX, UI professionals, product managers, CTOs, and CEOs. And it is for you. My name is Dr. Peter Ryska. My friends call me Dr. Peter. I am your host, and I am happy that you are here. This is a special edition of the Human Technology Podcast. I took a short break over the summer for my summer vacation. And I'm back from vacation, and I thought this may be a good point in time to make a special edition, the Back from Summer Vacation edition of this podcast. Usually I don't talk about myself too much, about my life, but more about my thoughts, my knowledge about humans and technologies, about drivers and vehicles, about the consequences that technology has for us, for our lives, our society, us as human beings. I make a little exception today from that basic rule, talking a bit about me, about my summer vacation and the things I did. I have been to my second home, to Mallorca, as in many summers in the past years, and I used the time to spend a lot of time, a lot of quality time with my wife, plus going to the beach, sun, relaxation, swimming in the sea, excellent food, drinks at sunset, and I also did a bit of exercise at that in these 2 weeks I have been away. Basically, in the beginning, it was more about relaxation, and the second half of the vacation was more about to think, to plan, what do I do with my business? Are there any serious changes? No, there are no serious changes. Are there any minor changes? Yes, there will be minor changes. And so I slipped more and more into a planning mood in the second week of my vacation. A business like I am running it is, as a solopreneur, as a one-man band, as a one person doing everything in this business, more or less everything, almost everything, that never lets you really go, that you're always a bit involved into this. So, yeah, I had these 2 weeks in the sun. I enjoyed them. I recharged my batteries. I'm ready to tackle the next challenges. I'm ready to, record regularly my podcast episodes. I will return to this bi-weekly rhythm and entertain you, hopefully, educate you, hopefully, and give you a lot of knowledge that helps you forward. For today, I have planned three topics. The first one is perspective on the rest of the year. What's up? What's on my desk? What's coming next in the rest of the year? The second is a book that impressed me very much when I read it. Sad news up front here, it is available in German only, although it is written by an international star, by an international rock star. I hope that they will bring it out in English as well. Otherwise, you will get the major points of the context here, of the content here in the Human Technology Podcast. And of course, a little blasphemic nagging about Android Auto, as almost every time when I have a rental car with this technology. So let's start it with the rest of the year. I mean, many people believe that after summer vacation, there is something like half of the year left. Summer at the middle of the year, and whatever plans you have, whatever targets you have for the respective year, you still have half of the year left to reach your targets. And for me, this has never been the case. My summer vacation was always late September until mid-October. Even as a student in Germany at the Technical University in Berlin, I needed to return to university mid-October, and I usually took the last 2 weeks of the summer vacation to travel. And so returning from the travel this year, it was late September, there is not half a year left. There is only 3 months left. And this is the misthinking many people have. I mean, they return from summer vacation late September, believing there is still half a year left. But it's just a quarter year. Quarter of a year. So it's 3 out of 12 months that are left until the end of the year. So 75% of your sales goals, of your actions, of your revenues that you have planned, of all the things you wanted to do in this specific year should have been done. So that you can reach your goals by the end of the year. To be honest, I'm not there. So I have not reached 75% of my sales goals, of my revenue goals, of my activities. And my belief is that a target that you reach, a goal that you achieve, was just not big enough. And in this case, I'm talking about the goals you set yourself, not those that are set by companies to give you a bonus at the end of the year. But I have always reached that in every of my job. I'm talking about the personal goals, the things where you say, hey, I want to be there by the end of the year, or by the end of the month, or by the end of the week. And if you reach these goals, you have a problem. I mean, what's happening then? What's next? I have experienced that so much that, yeah, I have made 100,000 euros revenue this year. And now, what's next? And so this is a big, big problem that you have. And so if you reach these targets that you set yourself, you should rethink them and make them bigger. Make bigger targets for the next year then, or the next month, or the next week, or whatever. What's planned for the end of the year? So two projects that I had scheduled, that were ordered, they were postponed. So I have, there were two things for the rest of the year planned. Two HMI developments for startup companies. And both of them for different reasons. One of the companies seem to have planning problems and organizational problems, and the other one seems to have fiscal problems. They're running out of money. So these projects are postponed. I mean, at the end of the day, to me, it's unclear why these companies are hesitating with these topics on automotive HMIs, human machine interfaces, on usability, user experience. I mean, the topic is not improving when you just do not work on it. And it definitely needs to be solved before development goes on. And it will not resolve itself. So you need to put work into it. And with my contributions, with what I do with the consultancy I do for my clients, I set significant accents. I allow them to make significant, important, long-term decisions for the success of their technologies, of their cars, of any technology or any product. Because I work very early on, and it's still comparably little budget that I need, comparably little time and money that is required to make these early decisions that will then heavily influence the success of a car or any other product that you may plan. On the other hand, the delays give me the opportunity to put my focus onto other issues. My next book is the main focus I'm having. It will probably be on the market in January 23. First of all, the German edition. I talked to my editor whether they plan for an English one. I mean, it is an American publishing company, an American publisher, so I think we will make a decision to have an English version during 2023, later the year. But the German version, early 2023, probably in January. The manuscript is back from editing. It is corrected by me, and now it is proofread by a professional to pick out all these typos and misspellings and whatever you have in this. So content stands, structure stands, and everything is on a way. Now we are in the very final proofreading phases. The cover is discussed, and there will be a decision made soon. The title is fixed. So yeah, if you want to take part in the survey on the cover, I'm planning that one. Send me an email on the podcast@beyond-hmi.de. And then they will send you the link to the questionnaire. It's a German questionnaire, but I think it's not too tough. It's not too hard. You basically just need to select a picture you like out of three, and then you go out. My websites, I have two of them, one for the consultancy business, the beyond-hmi.de/en for the English version. That one needs a maintenance and an overhaul. And the peter-resker.com for the speaking business is also something that needs some focus on. So I need to put focus on this one. And I'm loving it. That's okay. And yeah, then I'm having a education I'm running through. I'm having a special training that eats up quite a lot of time as well. So no boredom until the end of the year. And I'm really looking forward to this. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to missing my targets because I know I have selected them in the right way to really stretch me and to move me forward. Second point, I read a couple of books, some crime detective stories, a thriller, but also more, let's say, content-related books, and one of these books deeply impressed me. So it is by a German called Rudolf Schenker, Rudi. It's called Rock Your Life. And Rudolf Schenker is the guitar player of the rock band, of the hard rock band, the heavy metal band, the Scorpions, out of Hannover. I have been to, I think, four or five of their concerts during the 80s and 90s. One of them was one of the very first rock concerts I've ever been to in the early 80s. Must have been 80, 81, maybe 82, probably 81. When they played at Berlin at a comparably small venue at that time. I mean, there are a billion dollars, billions of fans, rock band today. At that time, they were still playing the clubs, the mid-size and small venues. And I saw them there and was deeply impressed by their professionalism, by the way they play their music, they write their music. So very, very cool. Very, very cool band. I really like them. I mean, in Germany, they have do not have that much of a positive image, but on an international level, the Scorpions are, yeah, one of the biggest, really, really big band. Not the biggest, but one of the very, very big rock bands that you can see. And this guitar player of the Scorpions wrote a very well-reflected book. It is less an autobiography or less than like a band history book, but it is about his view, his unique view on life, on how you can lead your life, on his own life, on his targets in life. And of course, he reflects his statements on his life and the history of the band. or he reflects his views on and his statements on his life and the history of the band. But central is the unconditional will, the belief he always had in his own success. Ignoring all these doubters, haters, negative talkers, the belief that in the end everything will come together as it should. The belief that the universe plays back what you put into it. And it sounds a bit esoteric, but Cenk is always, associates all this always with hard work. I mean, he started playing guitar in the mid-60s or early 60s, and he was playing day by day by day. He started his first bands, and nobody really believed in a hard rock band from Germany. Singing with English lyrics, and he always said, "No, I want this. This is my dream. This is my way and of life, and I believe that I will make it one day." And it took them almost 10 years to get from the mid-60s to the mid-70s to have their first big success. But he always believed in it, and he claims for himself it was hard work, but always great fun. And this is basically the main thesis of this book. And he says, failure is part of success. That is one thing he believes in. And he says they failed so often and made wrong decisions. But he always took some knowledge out of it and some wisdom and carried that on. And it helped them to move on. And I mean, in Germany in particular, mistakes and failure, they are seen negative. You're not allowed to make mistakes in German professional lives. But those who take risk can fail. And those who do not take risk, they do not develop. So development is always risky, and it's only possible outside your own comfort zone. And with that, you need to take the risk, and you will fail in things you do if you make the decision to lead a life that rocks, that makes you happy, that where your heart is leading you to. And this is the second thesis: follow your heart, not your mind. So if I do something with complete conviction, then I'm really good in it. And then I can achieve a lot. So if you love what you do, then you cannot be bad in it. And you can completely be into it, focus on it, and gain results out of this. What he says is, do what you enjoy, but do not do it for the money. And sure, we all have to have our bills to pay. We have our regular bills, and we need to pay our living. But if you follow your heart, this is what he believes, the money will come by itself. And at the end, love yourself to get love, to receive love. Meditate, do yoga, and find your center, find yourself with these techniques of meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, whatever he is practicing. I was very, very surprised about this book. I mean, many of these ideas are not new, but Cenk drilled it really down to the point. And he reflects his own life, his own achievements, the career of the Scorpions against his beliefs and what he's doing there. And I mean, it was a big, big, big surprise for me to read such a reflected book, such a, sometimes a bit esoteric book from such a professional hard rock musician, such a rocker, such a rock star. And that really surprised me. And I can, if you have a chance to get a copy of this, as I said, sadly only available in Germany as it seems. But if you have a chance, have a look at it. I really, really recommend it. I mean, it's not new. Yeah, many of these ideas are not new. I know them, but he draws it down to the point, and he's very honest. You can trust him. All right, third point, Android Auto. I mean, no visit to Mallorca without nagging about Android Auto, right? I mean, I've talked quite a bit about this, but yeah, when we arrived at the rental car company, I had reserved a small car, which can be very useful at Mallorca. I mean, they're having these old towns there, and narrow streets, narrow roads, even country roads are not that wide. So a small car makes sense at Mallorca. And we arrived there, and they upgraded us to a mid-size SUV from a big Korean car company. Surprise, surprise. And of course, I took this car, and we loved it. It's a beautiful car, a bit big, but yeah, great. You can ride it. And it had Android Auto in it, of course. And I connected my phone with it, of course, as I always do. And as usual, there were quite some problems with the setup of the technology. The Bluetooth didn't work properly, the Wi-Fi, so the connectivity, and try it again, and here, and then type here and that. So pretty calm. Even if it works smoothly without bugs, it is still a lot of work you need to invest initially. But you never get it done on the first attempt. I think it was the fourth or fifth attempt, then it somehow worked. Then the connection with the head unit broke every now and then. So I was driving and everything was fine. I stopped the car for 10, 15 minutes, got back into the car, restarted the car, and the connection was broken. There was just nothing left. And one thing that was really annoying me was that suddenly, for whatever reason, when I started at Puerto Andrach and driving to the airport, the GPS signal was lost. So there was no navigation available. It was only just a blue dot on the screen, not moving at all. The car was believing, or yeah, the navigation believed the car was still sitting on my parking place at Puerto Andrach. I mean, I know the way from my home to the airport, but if that had not been the case, I would have been completely lost. Now I know what to do in such a situation. Restart the smartphone, restart the car. Will it work then? And this should not happen. This is definitely not on the level it should be. On the other hand, the overall experience in this summer vacation with Android Auto was better than with all the other cars I had before. This gives me some hope that maybe one day we'll get there, that the entire Android Auto thing works on the same level as the embedded navigation systems with all the technologies we have in there. So I'm still hopeful that it will reach a level of user experience and of usability that is acceptable. It's not yet there, but it's better than with other cars. All right, so much about my quick episode on the my return from summer vacation, my thoughts on this, the book I read, the plans for the rest of the year, and the technologies I didn't like. After this one, I will return to the bi-weekly rhythm of publication. I'm already looking forward to planning, scripting, and recording the next episodes. If you have any topics that I should discuss, if you have any persons I should interview, if you have any thoughts on this podcast, please do not hesitate to write me. Mail to podcast@beyond-hmi.de. podcast@beyond-hmi.de. Send me a mail with what you want to hear, any issues you want me to discuss, and give me feedback. Then I have the chance to improve and make this podcast fitting even better to your needs and your questions. That's it for today. Thank you for spending time with me. I hope you were able to take something with you and do something for yourself that will be forever. For an ongoing exchange, you will find me on LinkedIn and on my websites, peter-rusker.com and beyond-hmi.de. Write me an email on the podcast@beyond-hmi.de. Tune in next time, take care, and stay healthy.